Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Hi, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and all the way from Seward, Alaska, I'm pleased to welcome Blackwater Railroad Company to KUAC's Alaska Live. Thanks, you guys, for coming in late on Wednesday night. It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Tyson, would you do the honors of introducing the band?
Absolutely. I've got Isaac London, who does a lot of the vocals and light percussion.
Howdy.
We've got Noah Hull Diamond, who plays the fiddle. We've got Katie Larkin, who plays the cello.
Hi, guys.
We've got Andy playing the bass.
Hello.
And he does a lot of vocals himself?
He does.
Yeah.
And writes a few songs in his own right. And my name's Tyson Davis, and I play guitar and sing as well.
All right. Well, what are we kicking off the show with?
I was thinking one of the songs off our new album. It's called Smoky Mountains. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
I've lived 100 lifetimes without ever leaving home. Bleeding my way through loves and lies, been like a fine big gold. Questions, questions, I've faded in my youth. And now answers, answers, I'm receiving, don't give me no proof. If I lose my set us apart.
Wow, that's the sound of Blackwater Railroad Company, and you guys know how to harmonize. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Oh, it's nice to have those of you out in radio land there. We've got two of the singers around one mic, and that's kind of old style, and that sounds so good.
Thank you.
Just so good.
Thank you very much.
Which one of you wrote that song? That was one of your originals. Tyson, you wrote that?
Yes.
And does you talk about a lot of different places in America on that one.
Definitely.
But
I was in my early 20s when I wrote that one. And the experiences drawn from it from my early 20s when I was traveling a lot, driving from North Carolina to Alaska and back, and taking different routes and seeing different parts of the world, and some time lived in outside of Jackson Hole, but I wrote the song in Asheville, North Carolina, so it's like there's a lot of places to pull from in that song, for sure.
And now the whole band is from Seward, Alaska.
Correct.
And so you ended up in Seward how?
A girl taught me into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, such a familiar story.
But no, Seward grabbed a hold of me immediately, and I think we all have that in common. Like, Seward is a very special place, just like most of small town Alaska has that vibe. Absolutely. Very tight-knit communities, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a pleasure that you came all the way up to Fairbanks and made KUAC's Alaska Live part of your tour stop. So glad to have you here. Hey, let's hear another song before we get talking.
This one's called Sound of Silver. Wandering is a life not found. And I trade you all my silver for a ticket that is homeward bound. And I said, oh, the sound of silver, the sound of home.
It's hard for me to say what song is my favorite off of your newest CD, but that is definitely up there with them. And I think I like that idea of the sound of a color, but it's not the sound of a color necessarily, because Silver Salmon and exactly. even,
the,
yeah.
The coin it takes to get from here to there.
Good point. We all know it takes a little bit of money to get in and out of any place you are in Alaska.
Indeed.
But some people go out fishing for silvers to make that money to do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do any of you fish for part of your living out of Seward?
No. Noah, you worked on a tug, right?
I worked on tugboats for a while, but now I'm just a humble carpenter.
You're the handyman of the group. You're the fiddler and the handyman.
Yep. Actually, yes.
And speaking of fiddling, I like your style, man. I mean, it's
Thanks.
It's really unique, I think. The way you started off that song was almost like talking. And the fiddle is good at that, though.
Yeah, no, it's really good at that. And, you know, I don't really sing with the band other than my own personal grunts and mumbles. But so the fiddle is really my only voice and my sole voice through the band.
Yeah, so you're the one guy in the band that doesn't sing, because kind of the rest of the band has some vocals. But
yeah, absolutely. But still,
the fiddle has a voice.
And every song, somebody in the band is going to shout, "Take it, Noah." And it's pretty much then my job to come up with a bunch of lyrics off the top of my head. Finger lyrics, though.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. It gets to be complicated when all of you are singing, I would say. So, you know, four at a time here. Four at a time, people.
Right.
And four at a time. Tyson, were you in a barbershop quartet? Did I read that right?
It's true. I didn't start playing instruments until much later, after high school even. But
Your voice was your instrument.
Right, for a long time, and that included doing choral ensembles and things like that. But the barbershop quartet, me and three of my friends started, called the Frenetic Four, and it wasn't for a class or anything. We're just innocent youth that like to sing a lot, so we started doing that, like old folks' homes and bookstores.
That is dorky in the best way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so your first band was a barbershop quartet in high school.
Yep.
And man, did the old people love you in
it's
the
true.
Old folks
it's
home.
True.
Yeah.
Just thinking of we're all hopped up on, you know, cream soda and Star Crunch. We hadn't even started smoking cigarettes or nothing yet.
And that was down in North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina. Below Greensboro, a little place called Sophia.
Who wrote that last song? That was beautiful. At Tyson, yeah. And you have a few songwriters in the band. Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
Andy has written a few songs for the group as well.
Bass player Andy, huh?
It's true. And then our manager and producer JW and I write a lot of the songs here lately, especially together as well. So
there's
a lot of different voices and a lot of different stories and different perspectives coming into our music. And we're all from different parts of the United States to begin with, so it's just a hodgepodge, you know. It's a melting pot of a band for sure.
Definitely. It's time for another, I think.
Okay.
Not that we want to burn through them all, but I mean, this is just so good. You guys sound great.
This next one features Isaac singing. You ready, buddy?
Isaac not only sings, but he plays he'd play a mean shaker there, man.
He knows how to shake it.
Yeah, yeah. It adds so much.
How can so much go so wrong?
Let it bounce around your thoughts, and the night boy, let it roam. Don't let sleep conquer your throne. And don't let dreams take too long. Just let your smile out for a little while. Just let your smile out for a little while. Just let your smile out for a little while. Just let your smile out for a little while.
One, two, one, two,
that rocker. That was a good one.
And
just can't help but smiling during that one. I mean, you're telling us to, but yeah.
I honestly have a hard time not smiling at that song.
You could almost not. So you guys have been here in Fairbanks for almost a week now, right?
Just about.
Yeah, just about. And so most of your gigs, beside this one, are kind of wrapped up in Fairbanks. But if people want to see you, I mean, we've got people who are listening down in Healy and Nenana and down towards Cantwell and Denali. So you have a gig tomorrow night, right, down at the 49th State Brewery.
It's true.
Yeah, so, in Healy.
That's right. I don't know what time that show is, but...
You know, it's in the evening.
It's in the evening.
Yes,
time.
Totally in the evening. There's food and beer and music there. So, yeah, and that's in Healy at the 49th State. And you're headed down there tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you make it down to Talkeetna, or you go all the way down to Anchorage?
No, we do the Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival.
That's right.
With Boot and them down there. And then we head down to Anchorage on Saturday, and we play at the Taproot for a big dance party with the Rob Justice Band. But we were very lucky to play up here in Fairbanks. We had the Blue Loon, which was amazing, with Kentucky Tundra. And then we played the Botel outside with Steve Brown, the Bailers, and Josh did the sound for that, for both those shows. And we had a blast up here.
We are so lucky in this town to have Josh Bennett with Sound Reinforcements.
Absolutely.
He is the best in his craft of running sound. And
he really is.
I was happy to see him there at the Botel for you guys.
Us too.
And for Steve Brown, the Bailers, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Steve Brown, the Bailers, they opened up for you, and, you know, they debuted Alaska Live, the television version. They were the first ones ever on our TV episode, and so that was really cool that they agreed to be the ones that would do that.
Yeah. They're a very talented group of musicians.
Absolutely.
It was
really nice people, too.
Did I hear something about you had to do some sort of deal out in the parking lot right before? I saw four of you warming up out in the hallway, and I asked JW, I said, hey, is there somebody else coming in? Oh, no, JW wasn't even in here yet. I asked one of you guys, is everybody else going to make it? And yeah, they're out in the parking lot dealing with something. And I thought, well, that sounds like none of my business.
No, we were purchasing a PA from Steve Brown because ours died on us like pretty much the first night of the tour. So and they sold us one at a very affordable price. So they once again saved the day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They knew where to meet you. We're playing Alaska Live. Oh yeah, know exactly where to meet you.
Exactly.
Unfortunately,
they beat us here.
Things, but that's okay.
They beat you here because Google Maps didn't quite get you here. Yeah, I understand. So the deal was with you were buying a PA system for the rest of your tour, and nothing shady here.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, not lately.
Right across from the UAF cops too. So you
which
know,
helped.
Yes,
you know, it
exactly.
helped legitimize the transaction. Action.
Yes. Part of your tour, you're ending up here at Alaska Live tonight, and tomorrow night you head down to Healy and to the 49th State Brewery, and that starts, you know, in the evening.
Yes.
Definitely.
Around 9 o'clock.
Early. Yeah, around 9 o'clock. Good. That's not when the sun goes down. There'll still be plenty of sunshine to be had. And you'll be playing outdoors. They've got a stage out there.
That's what we're being told.
Yes, it's a beautiful setup there, too.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
And you even head all the way down to Homer yet this month. You guys are traveling kind.
Yeah, we go through Girtwood and Cheer 5, then we go over to, you know, Down East and Characters and we're doing some youth events too, as well along the way.
Oh,
at the
nice.
Prime Museum.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the youth events after you play this next song, if that's cool.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And this one is off of our new album. This one features Andy as our singer, and called The 13th Gun. Pretty funny.
Till the day he dies, just like. Just like blood runs thick. Oh, begins to weep when Kaio calls. Ruckus turns to silence as he walks into the bar. Liquid touches lips that are dry as bones. Eyes flicker low, the 13th gun was gone. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Man, ever since the day his daddy put it in his hands. Cold black steel burns red hot. Put his finger to the trigger and he just can't stop. Just like, oh, oh, oh.
Blackwater Railroad Company here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I hope that song gets picked up for like an old cowboy movie style cowboy movie. You know? Is that in the works?
Possibly. I don't want to jinx it or anything.
Nice. Good. Good to know. Because, I mean, that's got a good story song.
Thanks.
Deal going. Yeah. So before you did that song, we were talking about some of the stuff that you do, the kids programs that you do, and you did one here at Gulliver's. And Katie, if you want to kind of move the mic a little bit to you, and okay. Then you can move it back.
I can just get closer to
or that. Whatever, yeah. Cool. Katie, you're the cello player, and you do a lot of multimedia stuff for the band,
yeah.
I know. And yeah, tell me about what you did at Gulliver's as an example of the stuff you're out there doing workshops with kids, I understand.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Gulliver's is the first outreach for our youth, youth program. So it was our first time kind of bringing it up and starting it in Fairbanks. It was a really exciting and fun time. We sat down with a bunch of kids and played for them, had a little private concert, and I actually sat down with another cello player, a little kid named Aiden. And he and I jammed for a little bit before we started playing, and it was really good just to kind of get to know him and where he was at. And Noah and I and Aiden all had a great conversation because we all actually studied the same method.
Suzuki?
Yep, we're all Suzuki kids. So it was really great, you know, for me especially, because I grew up in that world and I didn't realize that this world was available to me. And that's kind of what, you know, our youth program is about, is to inspire kids and to kind of open up their horizons. Because for me, I thought orchestra was the only thing available to me,
right.
Really until my late 20s, before I started actually learning how to do this. And so it's really inspiring for me. I'd want to see kids come out to these programs. And I mean, Aiden especially just blew my mind, because I would have never played in front of people voluntarily, you know. And he just came right up and took my cello that was, you know, a little too big for him and sat right down and just, you know, proceeded to blow my mind a little bit with, you know, with his skills. And it was just so much fun. So that, you know, we started doing it at Gulliver's. We're also doing it in Homer. On this tour, we're starting up our Homer as well. So we're going to be doing that at the Pratt Museum. We're doing a fundraiser. We're kind of bundling in with a program that's already there called Youth on Record. And so that is actually being run by a gentleman named Cody Latimer. And it's his dream to give these kids the tools and the know-how that they need to be able to record themselves, you know, as well.
Oh.
So it's kind of, I feel like our goals are intertwined, where we're really interested in inspiring kids to learn how to play and just express themselves through music. And then he is trying to, you know, give them the tools that they need to be able to record that. And I really think that's really exciting, especially in the age of YouTube,
yeah.
And all the independent, you know, it's really amazing how much you can just make music and promote it yourself.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, exactly. They make an app for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really exciting to be working with him and all the people at the Homer Arts Council. And then we're also doing it in Seward. We work with the TYC there, Teen and Youth Center.
Because Seward is where you all live.
Exactly.
And so
that's where we started it. And, you know, and since we are moving around so much, it's really great to interact with that part of the population as well. You know, really to start working with kids and parents and, you know, broadening all of our horizons. I think it's a really great thing.
Ensuring music happens in the future.
So,
exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
So a big hello to all of Blackwater Railroad Company's kids that are learning in Seward, mm-hmm. and they may be listening. Well, maybe too late, but they'll listen to the podcast.
Yeah, because yeah. they know what those are.
Yeah, totally. So, Gulliver's invited you to do this workshop, and there are so many string students here in Fairbanks. It's amazing.
I had no idea. I was really inspired by it, especially I met... Yeah. A six-year-old girl who was starting to play the cello. And that was just amazing. I didn't start until I was 12, you know, and I really think those kids that start so young and are so passionate about it, too. They were so excited. They couldn't wait. Her little sister was 4, and she was starting the violin. And it's really cool to see people doing that, because especially, I think, with stringed instruments, I think that classical training is pretty necessary or very, very helpful, and it's really great to see that people are still doing that.
Cello has been the name of the game lately on Alaska Live, it seems like, and a trend. And my next guest on Alaska Live is next week, Thursday, Dane Johansson. He's a cellist, and he's here for the Fairbanks mm-hmm. Sasugi Institute.
Oh,
and
excellent.
So, of course. But yeah, the cello has been really infiltrating all kinds of bands, from folk to roots to blues to punk bands to just about everything. And so it was not a surprise to see that you guys had incorporated the cello, but it was really great news that you had done that.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I guess you could say it's trending right now.
It is trending right now.
Well, it's so trendy. But I love it too, because for me, I think it adds so much. And for me personally, to learn how to write my own parts and to bring something for a while too, as well, I've just started singing. So this was my voice. My cello was my voice, just like Noah. And it was really great to learn to express myself. And through really having that openness of working with these guys and having them work with me through my learning process, it actually gave me the inspiration to start learning to sing, which is something I've always wanted to do.
And, how did you meet these guys in Seward? How did this all come about?
Well, we all came up separately to work for the summers.
Of course.
I think I speak for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Isaac didn't come up for it. But we all just kind of came up separately. And I initially started playing with Tyson. He and I were working at the same place one season. And listening to him play and just being in that place, just being, you know, it was very isolated. I come from Austin, Texas, and I've always lived in cities. And it was very inspiring.
Austin is a home for a lot of music. But, I mean, you're not necessarily maybe going to be in one of the town's most popular bands, probably.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But in Seward.
I know, it's big fish, small pond situation. So it was really inspiring for me to listen to this type of music in that sort of atmosphere. And it really inspired me. At that point, I'd pretty much stopped playing music. I had done a little bit in Austin, but it just wasn't something I was inspired by. And being in Seward, being in that community, and being, you know, just around it, really inspired me to start learning how to play. And I went through the difficult process of learning how to play by ear. And then Tyson and I started playing out a little bit. And then that winter is when I was finally kind of ready and comfortable and adding more people. And we'd all known about Noah for a while. He was infamous around town with his fiddling skills. So, of course, we asked him to come in. And Andy as well. You know, he played at open mic, and he plays a lot of different instruments. So we had known that he was musically capable. And so we all met in Andy's basement in the middle of the winter. It was my first winter there. So
good, you had a basement, Andy.
Exactly.
Practice room, warm space.
And we were just doing it just to have fun. You know, it was just a hobby or just... And then we found Isaac. So we kind of had our first couple meetings, and we were like, we're really missing something. And we all went down to the Yukon where they have karaoke night.
Uh-huh.
And we all kind of seen Isaac before. None of us were really good friends with him, though. But he was singing on stage, and I remember we were all kind of like talking, you know, to each other, like, we should get that guy. Let's ask that guy if he wants to play with it, you know. And sure enough, you know, he just fit right in. Like, the last little puzzle piece just snapped into place.
But Katie, you and Isaac are both from Texas. You didn't know each other before?
No.
We're from two completely different cities. She's from Austin. I'm from San Antonio.
Yeah.
That being said, there's probably going to be a San Antonio-Austin megaplex in the future, but we're unacquainted up until recently.
It's a little bit like saying, you know, well, you're from Alaska, do you know so-and-so? Although, the chances in Alaska, it's more...
Alaska is a big state, but it is a small community. Texas
you're so
is
right.
Admittedly a somewhat smaller state than Alaska, but...
It's hard to say, though.
It is. You have no idea how difficult that is. But I mean, it as far as population
yeah,
wise,
no, you're right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Way more people. Yes.
Yeah, it's much more populated.
And Isaac, you are the medic for the band. So yeah, if somebody, like you know, is getting dehydrated, you know the signs.
Indeed, I do.
And yet you're the one who gave me a head wound the other day.
That was an accident. And
Noah said you gave him a head wound.
That was months ago.
Job security.
And so your day job is working with the emergency responders there in Seward, is that correct?
No, I actually volunteer for the Seward Volunteer Ambulance Corps.
You're a good man.
I actually work at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm an aquatic animal life support technician.
So you pet the sea lions and stuff?
I get to occasionally, but my main task is to help maintain water quality and make sure there is water for all the animals that require it.
Enough saline content.
Yes. Luckily, we draw that straight from Resurrection Bay. So,
oh, right on.
My job isn't horribly difficult in that regard. But
what's the newest acquisition to the Sea Life Center?
Our newest exhibit, to my knowledge anyway, is the sharks exhibit. So we've got a skate tank that our aquarists put together. And it's actually a beautiful looking exhibit. And we are also, we also have a buzzsaw shark, exhibit that has been loaned to us. Yeah. From Idaho. And actually this past weekend they had a big festival and event to launch that.
Nice.
Which I'm a little bummed I couldn't be there, but I'm more than happy to be up here in Fairbanks.
Sacrifice it to be here.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been great. I've had a great time up here.
Next time Ray Troll comes to KUAC, I really want him to bring up the Ratfish Wranglers, also his band.
Yeah.
But he was here talking about fossils and the buzzsaw sharks and all that the other day.
Yeah. It's something he's clearly very passionate about.
Clearly.
And it's cool. The excitement is not lost in that exhibit. It's a beautiful little exhibit. So
you're volunteer with the emergency responders and you work at the Sea Life Center. That's it's a pretty cool gig there in Seward, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tyson, what's your day job? Do you you have to do that still?
Well, I tend bar a couple of nights a week at the Seward Ale House.
That'll work.
For Sambas, but besides that, and I run the open mic night at the Yukon Bar.
Okay.
The rest of it's pretty much music.
And open mic, that's a wonderful thing to do because that's really encouraging others to find their voice and get out there and play in front of an audience.
It's really true. It's a good thing for the community. And we, I don't know, because of the transit nature of Alaska, you never know who's going to wander in there.
Yeah.
We had I don't even know where to begin. We've had so many just random, wonderful people that come in from, yeah. Like a fisherman who plays on, what is the old style accordion? The
squeeze box.
Not the squeeze box.
Concertina.
Concertina, yeah. He was like, I mean, probably 85 years old, an Englishman who played this thing like a dream.
Oh.
And just grumpy and just sat there in front of a microphone, like stern face, and told these crazy fisherman stories and played his concertina for like an hour. And we weren't going to stop him.
No, absolutely not. Well, I think it's time for another song from Blackwater Railroad Company. What do you say?
We can do that.
Okay.
We are equipped. It's another one from the new album. This one's called Treetops Sidewalks.
Caffeine.
talks, accepting everything that she mocks. I keep it notes on the sidewalk, but I'm running out of chalk. She's talking as I'm walking away. I'm at my best when I've had all day to rest. Procure, invest, she'll find me somewhere out west. Let me cheat off of her test, and after we're both undressed, she'll try her best at persuading me to stay. See, I don't have to do a dang thing today. I'm doing okay.
Ending it with your strings. That's clever.
The first time.
Yeah, the mistake on stage.
Yeah. I liked it.
And we were like, we got to keep that.
Yeah, keep that. That's a good ending.
I saved
today. Again.
The song Treetops Sidewalks is off of your newest CD, and it's entitled Sound of Home, and you are on the Sound of Home tour here of Alaska. This album is well put together, I have to say. Did you record this in Seward?
No.
Oh! That's okay.
It's even more remote, actually, than Seward. Do you want to tell them?
Definitely. So we actually recorded this album in Anchor Point in a dry cabin. So we met a wonderful lady named Sunrisa MacHansen, and she actually did a little recording work for us in Seward on a previous project. And we just fell in love with her. She's an amazing recording engineer up from Nashville. She's trained in Nashville, but she, of course, like us, came up here to work for the summer and fell in love with Alaska and Seward. Yeah. And so she decided to stay this last winter. And she's the one that actually sat down and recorded with us, and this was her cabin that she's staying in this winter. And it was really great. The whole thing was run on a generator, so what we do is we'd charge all of the equipment and then turn everything off, and it was the middle of winter, so it was dark, and we were recording by candlelight. And there were six or seven of us in this 300 square foot cabin for about 5 or 6 days.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew that's why the album has this great live feel, but nothing is lost in the mix, but it has that great live feel, and I knew it had to be recorded all in one place. It's just great.
Yeah, it was such a great space to be in, and it was really great. We had our dogs there, and there were chickens outside, and when we were proofing some of the tracks, we could hear a little barking in the background every once in a while, so it's really... Yeah. It's really got an authentic feel to it. I really feel like...
Bob on the chainsaw
on a couple of those. I really feel like it reflects what we're trying to do here and where we come from and what we love about Alaska.
So the name Sounds of Home, did that come about after it was all recorded, or did you set about to record Sounds of Home?
They came together pretty much at the same time. Yeah. When we started really trying to have a concept for this album, what we wanted to put out there and what we wanted to communicate and give back really to the community. That was a big part of it, was just how much we appreciate having a home.
Should we listen to one of the songs from the newest album, the recorded Kids at Play? Is that okay?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right. So this is Blackwater Railroad Company from their Sounds of Home CD. We're gonna listen to track 3, Kids at Play.
of angels, a sky of stars. And in between them is where we are. If I carry the secrets back and forth, will God pay what they're worth? Every morning I wake up thinking I gotta quit drinking, I'm doing wrong. But in the nighttime when the show ends, gotta fight the going home alone. If I write out lies, does it make them true? And if I'm loud enough, will they reach you? We lit the scene so hard. It's in the stages of who we are. And if my light ever shines through, I will go blind searching for you. Cause every morning I wake up thinking I gotta quit drinking, doing wrong. But in the nighttime when the show ends, cocaine and blowing, not too long. Lives on stage, it's hard as hell to reach your age.
Blackwater Railroad Company from their latest recording that was from Sound of Home, Kids at Play. And before we played that here on Alaska Live from the CD, we talked about how you were using just all these walls in the cabin to keep the sound so warm and just fabulous. You can hear all of you and all your instruments on that. It's just great. I think Sounds of Home, you can find it at Gulliver's here in town in Fairbanks, right?
Yeah, and AK Starfish's across the state as well. Both of those, okay, both those stores will be carrying our
album. And you can probably get it on your website too,
yes,
which is?
BlackwaterRailroad.com.
Railroad.com. Right.
That's
on.
Right. And if it's okay, we have a couple of people to thank.
Please thank your people.
Yeah, that got us here to Fairbanks. Brady Gross, who brought us up here to begin with. He was the guy who saw us in Seward and was like, man, you guys need to get up here.
This is the first Alaska Live I've had without him as an intern for this season.
Really?
So, Brady, thank you for all of your hard work interning for Alaska Live.
Absolutely. Amazing human being. And also Adele. She actually designed her website for us. She grew up here in Fairbanks. And she helped book these last two shows for us and is doing a lot of good stuff for us. And Billy's Backpacker Bed and Breakfast, because they've been hooking us up with a place to stay while we've been here. Been
the past hostel few times. Right off of College Road.
Billy's
awesome.
An amazing, amazing woman.
Absolutely.
But those,
that's cute little pugs.
Oh, yes.
It does take a village to keep five or six or however many, support you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you've played a few shows here in town. You played at the Loon and you played at the Botel. And I know you played at Gulliver's with the kids. Mm-hmm. And you've been kind of stopping at a few different places. And
the Golden Eagle.
You were out in Esther at the Golden Eagle, I heard.
Played
out
on the porch there for a while. And just
very nice.
Take it in.
And so it's been. We've had kind of a residency here with you guys, and it's been really nice. And I'm glad that you're wrapping up your Fairbanks portion of your tour here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Really great.
It is our pleasure.
And tomorrow night you head down just a little bit south to Healy, and a little south of that the next night to Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival this weekend. So I know a lot of people are probably headed down and up the highway to Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival. What time slot do you have? Do you know?
8:30 to 9:30 is
when we're on Friday night or Saturday?
Friday night.
Friday night. All right.
The Taproot in Anchorage on Saturday, 10 o'clock. That's a big dance party. So it's
going to
be
an
eventful week. Another one.
Well, I know that you can definitely energize some dancers because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it with my own ears. Well, let's hear another one live here from Blackwater Railroad Company.
This is another one off the new album, believe it or not. There's a theme here, ladies and gentlemen. This one's called Yesterday. Me and my good friend out there, JW, wrote this one.
This morning, hearing my baby cry on the covers. As we started to have friends, we ended up lovers. Though it makes me sad to say, I gotta go away. Her song was long, but I'll only get pieces of you. woke up this morning hearing my baby cry on the covers. We started out friends, we ended up lovers. Oh, it makes me sad to say I gotta go away. Her song was long, but it ends yesterday.
I'm feeling a little weepy. I mean, you know, in the best way possible that a sad song can
do.
Yes.
Emotional response. That's a win.
Yeah. You end your album like that, unless you have some sort of hidden track on your album. No, it ends like that, doesn't it? Yeah. That's the last track on your newest CD, Sounds of Home. And you said, Tyson, you wrote that with JW, and JW is, he was really instrumental in getting you guys all set up here on Alaska Live with me. What a great part of Blackwater Railroad Company he is for, he's just a great advocate and wonderful,
inspiring
to work
individual.
With. And wonderful
the,
to work
got
with.
Got the gift of gab too.
Well, yeah, and so he's a songwriter himself too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
We're very, very, very lucky to have him as a part of what we got going on here. And the six of us together, we plan on doing a lot of special things in this state, and hopefully across the country here pretty soon. We'll see.
All right, well, take Blackwater Railroad Company out to other places. Yeah. That'd be great. Who named the band? Did Andy name the band? They're looking at their bass player, Andy.
Yeah, that'd be me. Well, the story, as it goes, is I was playing with a ukulele player named Janessa Blackmore at the time, and we had played a couple shows around the state. I was playing bass for her. We did the KBBI Concert on the Lawn
and a couple
shows. And didn't have a name. We were just called like Janessa, and it was like Janessa Blackmore, I think, was what was on the bill. Like there was no like band name, so we were like, I was thinking of what to name the band, and it was going to be like Blackwater or Blackmore and Company or Blackmore or something, and Blackwater Railroad Company kind of popped up. Like I got the railroad because I had booked a gig for us to play near the railroad station in Seward, kind of by the harbor area,
yeah.
And so I billed us as Blackwater Railroad Company for that show. Ultimately, she never showed up and moved to Anchorage and met a nice man named Troy and got married.
Everything
but when
worked
I met
out
these
great.
Guys, I met Tyson Davis at Open Mic. When I moved to town, I started playing there religiously, and he played one of his original songs, and I came up to him, and I was like, huh, that's an awesome song. Who wrote that? And he was like, I wrote that. And I was like, yeah. No, seriously, who wrote that? He was like, I wrote that. And I was like, wow, you know what? We should start a band. We really should start a band.
I've already got a great name for
yeah.
it. good times. Well, hey, let's, you got a finale for us? That yesterday cannot be the finale.
We
can't leave us weeping.
We do. This one's actually off our first album, and if you go on our website and you see our music video, it's of the song. It's called Tumbleweeds.
So when in a tumbleweed.
my song. Mama told me, son, don't you lose your dreams. But in the morning with no light, it's not as easy as it seems. And Lord, won't you help me travel across this nation? And with the boys carried on the breeze, it keeps me on this station. To work my final days. Mama told me, son, don't you lose your dreams. But in the morning with no light, it's not as easy as it seems.
Are great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being my guest on Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld for KUAC's Alaska Live. Blackwater Railroad Company, come back again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.